Good morning. Peace be with you.
早上好，各位平安。
This morning, I want to bring a simple message of joy to you all.
今天早上，我想为大家带来一个简单的关于喜乐的讯息。
It has been said, the only person in the world who has the right to be happy at any given moment is the Christian.
有人说过，世界上唯一一个有权在任何时刻都拥有真正快乐的就是基督徒。
Now, just by putting out this statement, I wonder what your reaction is.
仅仅通过这句话，我想知道各位的反应是什么。
Do you find this statement strange or audacious?
觉得这句话很奇怪或者很大胆吗？
Does it anger you because you believe anyone else could have just be as happy as a Christian?
或者你感到愤怒，因为你相信任何人都可以像基督徒一样的快乐。
Or does your heart agree because it is a testimony of your life?
或者你心中同意这句话，因为你的生命就是这个真理的见证。
Are you in this morning overcome with a joy that surpasses all things?
在这个早晨中，你心中是否充满了超越一切的喜乐？
If not, do you want to be?
若是没有的话，你想成为这样的人吗？
This morning I insist.
今天早上我要坚持。
Only a Christian has the right to be truly happy in any given moment.
只有基督徒才有权利在任何时刻拥有真正的快乐。
To rejoice always.
常常喜乐。
To experience joy in spite of any and all circumstances.
无论任何情况中都能体验喜乐。
A Christian is a joy-filled person.
基督徒是一个充满喜乐的人。
And guess what? Your joy is a serious business of God.
你知道吗？你的喜乐是上帝重要的工作。
Now, before I go on and explain myself more, it's important for you to know what I mean by joy.
那在我解释自己之前，我们必须先了解喜乐到底是什么意义。
I know people today like to distinguish the word happiness and joy.
我知道现在人们时常区分快乐和喜乐这两个词。
They say happiness is a good feeling based on some pleasurable circumstance.
他们说快乐是一种处在愉悦环境的美好感觉。
And the same people would say joy is not a feeling, but some kind of inner strength or inner state that persevere through circumstances.
同样的人可能说喜乐并不是一个感觉，而是在某种内在的心态或力量，让人们在任何情况下都能坚持下去。
In other words, happiness is what you feel when you're eating ice cream.
换句话说，快乐就是你吃冰淇淋的时候的感觉。
And joy is whatever that keeps you still positive when you find out there are no more ice cream.
而喜乐是当你发现碗里没有冰淇淋时，让你能保持正面态度的原因。
So it's nice to have this kind of dichotomy today.
现在有这两种分法是好事。
But the biblical authors doesn't actually distinguish between joy and happiness.
但其实圣经的作者们并没有区分快乐和喜乐这两个字。
In fact, we see places in the scripture that they use joy and happiness in parallel manner.
其实我们看到圣经中快乐和喜乐是可以互换的。
Like in Jeremiah 31, verse 13, where he writes, I will turn their mourning into gladness, and I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow.
就像耶利米书三十一章十三节中，他写道：“因为我要使他们的悲伤、悲哀变为欢喜，并要安慰他们，使他们的烦愁转为喜乐。”
There is no such thing as a gloomy or unhappy joy.
没有所谓忧郁不快乐的喜乐。
When a person is joyful, he or she is happy.
当一个人充满喜乐时，他同时也是快乐的。
And yes, the biblical authors refer to joy as a feeling and an emotion.
是的，圣经的作者们也将喜乐称为一种感觉，一种情绪。
Something that bubbles up from your heart and sets you in a good mood.
从你的心中冒出来并让你心情愉悦的东西。
It's like when you're finally done with big projects that has been such a heavy burden upon you.
就在你完成你在工作上努力已久的重大专案时。
That moment, you can't feel but being happy and joyful because this burden has been lifted.
那一刻你会情不自禁地感到快乐，因为你肩上的负担已被解除。
And that joy flows out into cheeriness, and you'll want to go out and celebrate with your friends.
这种喜乐转变为快乐，使你会想你和你朋友一起去庆祝。
So joy is very much a bodily experience.
所以我们看到喜乐其实也是一种身体上的体验。
Even though it starts from the heart.
即便它是从内心开始。
And when God calls us to rejoice always, He wants you to feel it in your heart and in your body.
所以当上帝呼召我们常常喜乐时，他所期望的是你在心中和在身体上体验这个喜乐。
But what makes us rejoice?
但是是什么让我们充满喜乐呢?
What is the source of joy as followers of Christ?
作为基督的门徒，我们喜乐的源头也在哪里呢?
Now the Bible talks about many sources of joy.
圣经谈到了许多喜乐的来源。
Psalm 104 says that fine wine can bring joy to the human heart.
诗篇104章说酒可以为人心带来喜乐。
Jeremiah 33 tells us about the sounds of joy from weddings.
耶利米书33章告诉我们从婚礼上传来的喜乐声。
Proverbs 23 points out the joy from having righteous and wise children.
箴言23章也指出了来自有公义和智慧的孩子所带来的喜乐。
So joy is experienced from countless ways, from...countless sources.
所以喜乐我们看到是从无数的来源及无数的方式体验的。
The Bible recognizes that.
圣经也认识这一点。
But as you survey the Bible from the Old to the New Testament, you'll find that the biblical authors become more and more fixated on the source of joy that will triumph over everything.
但你从旧约研究到新约时，你会发现圣经的作者们越来越专注于这个至高喜乐的源头。
A joy that could sustain through all pain and suffering.
这喜乐可以承受所有的苦难和痛楚。
A joy that will become everlasting.
一个永恒的喜乐。
We all know that most sources of joy in this world, they don't last.
我们都知道这个世界上大多数的喜乐是不持久的。
Think back to your most recent experience of joy and consider its source.
回想一下你最近快乐的经历，想想它的来源。
How long did it last?
它持续了多久呢?
A nice meal, a TV show, a good tune, a praise from others,and any other worldly pleasures that only give temporary joy.
一个美味的大餐，一个电视节目，一首好曲子，他人的赞美，或其他任何只给你带来短暂喜乐的世俗乐趣。
Even joy from deeper things are fleeting.
甚至来自更深层次的事物的喜乐也转世即逝。
Joy from friendship comes and goes.
友谊的喜乐来来去去。
Joy from marriage goes up and down.
婚姻的喜乐起起伏伏。
Joy of hobbies we get tired of.
我们爱好的乐趣有天也会起腻。
So is there a source of joy that is everlasting?
所以到底有没有永恒的喜乐呢?
Not only that, this joy must outshine and outweigh all suffering.
不仅如此，这喜乐也必须超越一切的痛苦。
This is the quest of biblical authors.
这就是圣经作者们所寻求的。
In Exodus, we are told when God delivered the Hebrews from the hands of the Pharaoh,
在出埃及记中，我们被告知，当神将希伯来人从法老的手中拯救出来时
，The first thing they did was to shout and sing for joy.
他们做的第一件事就是高唱和欢呼呐喊。
Even though they were in the wilderness,
就算他们在旷野里
，tired and hungry,
又饿又累
，with the promised land still far away,
即便应许之地之路还有很长的路要走。
So they did rejoice, yet that joy didn't last long.
但我们看到这喜乐并没有维持许久。
As they started to complain about the wilderness,
然后不久之后就开始抱怨荒野。
In Kings, we are told that Israelites took joy in the strength of God that defeated their enemies.
在列王记中，我们被告知以色列人因神的大能而喜乐，因为神击败了他们的敌人。
Yet that joy didn't stop them from being seduced by idols of foreign lands.
但是这喜乐也无法阻止他们被异国的偶像所诱惑。
The history of the nation of Israel is a history of abandoned joy.
以色列国的历史中，我们看到了一个被放弃的喜乐。
A history of choosing lesser joy.
也看到他们重复选择渺小的喜乐的历史。
And it all came crashing down, and they were cast into exile, oppressed by other nations.
直到一切崩溃了，让他们被放逐，并受到其他国家迫害。
And it is in this midst of lost joy, Prophet Isaiah writes.
而这是在这失去的喜乐中，先知以赛亚写照。
In Isaiah 51:11, and the ransom of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
在以赛亚书51:11，他写到：耶和华救赎的民必归回，歌唱来到锡安，永恒的喜乐必归到他们头上。他们必得着欢喜快乐，忧伤叹息尽都逃避。
So everlasting is foretold, promised in the Bible.
我们看到永恒的喜乐是被预言的，在神的话语中应许的。
And I don't need to convince you how sweet is the sound of this everlasting joy.
我想我也不需要说服大家，这永恒的喜乐听起来多么美好。
Every human being desires such a joy. But the difference between the Christian and the non-Christian is that the Christian doesn't have to look for it anymore. Because he has found it. 2,000 years ago, some angels appeared to some shepherds out in the fields in the Bethlehem.
2,000 years ago, 一群天使在伯利恒的野地里向牧羊人现身。
And they said to them, "Do not be afraid, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people."
天使对牧羊人说, 不要惧怕, 看啊, 因为我报给你们大喜的信息, 是关乎万民的。
Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah.
因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主, 就是主基督,
the Lord. A few days later, this child is born.
几天后这个孩子出生了,
and for 33 years, he lived a sinless life.
33年来他过着无罪的生活,
and he who knew no sin, he went upon the cross, took upon our sins.
即便他是无罪的, 他上了十字架, 替我们成为罪,
and he died for us as the perfect atoning sacrifice.
为我们而死, 成为完美的赎罪祭,
the propitiation for our sin.
为我们的罪作为了挽回祭,
and all who have faith in him are united to him. There is the sin that he's taken and died for.
他们的罪已被耶稣承担,
and his is the righteousness that is imputed upon them so that they may become the righteousness of God.
耶稣的义只是归于人们, 使他们成为神的义,
and when he rose from the grave on the third day, so too are those who are united to him.
而当他在第三天从坟里复活时, 那些与他联合的也同样在神中获得永生,
receiving eternal life.
只是获得永生,
this is the salvation in Jesus Christ.
这是耶稣基督的救恩,
this is the very source of joy that fulfills the everlasting joy that is foretold by prophet Isaiah.
这也是实现了先知以赛亚所预言的永恒喜乐的源头。
Thus, the joy of salvation in Jesus Christ is the Christian joy.
所以我们看到在耶稣基督里得救恩的喜乐就是基督徒的喜乐。
I remember last Christmas season, my older daughter Lillian, I don't know where she went.
我记得去年圣诞祭时我大女儿Lillian,
yeah, she was finally big enough to understand some of the Christmas customs. Particularly, she understood that there was this Christmas tree, right? And there are these presents under the tree. And these presents are promised to be hers. That when the Christmas day arrives, she could go and open these presents and enjoy them to her heart's content. And I remember for 2 whole weeks, every single morning at 6 o'clock, she would drag my wife or me out of bed to the Christmas tree.
我记得Lily每天早上都叫醒我或者我妻子把我们从床上拖到圣诞树前。
And there at the tree, she would check on the presents. She would tell us how excited she is, looking forward to opening those presents. And she would ask us to ask Alexa to play some Christmas music so she could dance beside the Christmas tree. Every morning for 2 weeks. And she would do all of these things with this trembling, giggling joy that overcomes her. Even though she hasn't even opened the presents yet. So if my daughter can rejoice like this for gifts she has no clue what's on the inside, and that she hasn't even gotten yet,
如果我的女儿可以为这样的礼物而欢喜, 就算她不知道里面是什么, 甚至还没有得到,
how much more should believers rejoice, for we have received the gift of all gifts, salvation in Christ. Yet that's the kind of joy that Jesus prays for his followers to have. And it's what God expects from us. And it is what he desires for us. The joy of salvation is to be a lived experience in the Christian life. Felt in every present moment. Not just as one of the emotions we feel,
不仅仅是我们体验到的情绪之一
but as the primary emotion that triumphs over every other emotions we may feel each day.
更是一种主要情绪，那能战胜我们每天可能面对的负面情绪。
And because of this, being a Christian is to be overcome by the joy of salvation in every moment of our life.
正因为如此，作为一个基督徒，就是要在我们生命中无时无刻都充满众恩的喜乐。
I know this sounds like a radical statement.
我知道这听起来可能是一个很激进的表明。
Right? How can anyone have joy in all moments of life?
人怎么可能在人身上的所有时刻都有喜乐呢？
Yet this is the truth. This is the command of the scripture.
但这是真理，这是圣经对内在基督里人的吩咐。
For those in Christ, we should rejoice always.
因为在基督里的人，我们要常常喜乐。
And some versions translated to be always joyful.
那其他版本有可能翻译成要常常欢喜。
It sounds radical.
这听起来很激进。
But I just want to give you three reasons why being joyful always is actually the most reasonable when we consider what salvation in Jesus means.
在今天早上，我想给你们三个理由，为什么这喜乐是最合理的。
First, salvation is the assurance that our sins are taken away.
第一，在基督里，我们的救恩确保了我们的罪已被带走。
When Jesus said upon the cross, "It is finished," He meant it.
当耶稣在十字架上说成了时，他是认真的。
The substitutionary work of Jesus Christ at the cross, where He died, has removed all our sins.
他十字架上的代替工作已消除了我们所有的罪。
Satisfied the total wrath of God.
满足了上帝全部的愤怒。
And disarmed Satan's power of the sting of death.
并剪除了撒旦死亡毒钩的权势。
And His resurrection on the third day confirms this triumphant work of His.
他在第三天的复活证实了他的胜利。
It is finished.
完成了。
Your sins are completely erased.
你的罪孽已被完全抹去。
Your debts are wiped clean.
你的债务被洗清。
And the wrath of God will never fall upon you, ever.
神的愤怒也永远不会浇灌在你身上。
This reason alone should cause joy everlasting.
光是这个原因就应该让我们常常喜乐。
Second, salvation in Christ assures our relationship with God as sons in our union with Jesus Christ.
第二，在基督里的救恩确保我们与神的父子关系通过我们与基督的联合。
When we place our faith in Jesus,
当我们信耶稣时
，God places us in Jesus.
神就把我们放在耶稣里。
In a very real sense, we are united to Jesus.
在一个非常确实的意义上，我们已与耶稣联合。
And it is in this union we know we are redeemed, justified, and reconciled because we receive Jesus, what Jesus has.
正在这个联合中，我们知道我们得到了救赎，也称义，也与神有和好，因为在耶稣里，我们已经领受了属于他的。
And what he has is his righteousness, his eternal life, his home in the heavens, and his sonship.
他所拥有的就是他的义，他的永生，他在天上的家和他儿子的身份。
Yes, our faith in Jesus Christ has brought us adoption to sonship.
是的，我们对耶稣的信心使我们成为神的儿子。
Meaning those who are believers are brought into the family of God as sons.
这意味着相信的人会被带入上神的家作为儿子。
Sons who will inherit all that the Father has.
将继承天父所有一切的儿子。
With Jesus Christ as our brother.
以耶稣基督成为我们的兄弟。
And he is a loving father who does not withhold assurance over his children like a threat.
我们的天父是一个慈爱的天父，他不会利用孩子的保证当作威胁。
No, a good and loving father assures his children that he will never cast them out.
不，一个善良而慈爱的父亲向他的孩子保证，他永远不会把他们赶出去。
Such is our God as we are his children.
这就是我们的神，我们是他的儿女。
And our union with Christ also means that our destiny is where Jesus is.
我们与基督的联合也意味着我们的命运就是耶稣所在之地。
This means we can draw our very last breath even now, yet we know we will open our eyes once again and see our beautiful Savior face to face.
这代表即使我们可能在此刻咽下最后一口气，但我们知道我们的眼睛会再次睁开，面对面的看到我们美丽的救主。
And perhaps the most amazing thing about our union with Christ is that now we have an intimate personal relationship with Him.
与基督联合最令人惊奇的是，可能是我们现在有与耶稣有亲密的关系。
We get to know him personally as we are fully known personally by him.
我们能亲自的了解他，就如他完全了解我们一样。
And guess what? That's what we're made for.
那这也是我们被造的目的呢。
If we are convinced of our union with Christ, how can we not be joyful always?
如果我们确信我们与基督的联合，我们怎么能不常常喜乐呢？
And lastly, salvation in Christ assures transformation by the power of the Holy Spirit.
第三，在基督里的救恩确保了因圣灵的能力所带来的改变。
The transforming, the sanctifying life of every Christian can be confirming for our salvation.
每个基督徒的改变，成圣的生活，都是证实了我们的救恩。
However slow, however painful, however much we stumble.
无论多么缓慢，多么痛苦，无论我们跌倒几次。
But today we can always be confident in the promise that he who began a good work in us will carry it on until completion, until the day of Jesus Christ.
但我们可以相信这个应许，那在你们心里动了美好工作的，到了耶稣基督的日子必完成这工作。
This means even though today I may fail and fail again in my pursuit of holiness, still I can rejoice.Through it all, because I know I am being worked on by the Holy Spirit.
这代表，就算今天我在追求圣洁方面持续跌倒、持续失败，我还是可以拥有喜乐，因为圣灵正在我身上工作。
And He won't stop until I am completely transformed into the image of Christ.
他永不停止，直到我完全变成基督的形象时。
And that is a cause to rejoice.
那这也是一个常常喜乐的原因。
The sufficient work of the cross.
基督在十字架上充分的工作
Our union with Christ
我们与基督的联合
And the transforming work of the Holy Spirit
以及圣灵改变的工作
These are the reasons that give believers this radical joy that is everlasting and all-surpassing
这三个原因给了信徒这种永恒超越一切的喜乐
And maybe you've noticed that they are also the grounds for our assurance of salvation
那你可能也有注意到这也是我们救赎保证的原因
And the reason for joy is also the reason for joy is also our grounds for salvation.
那所以喜乐的原因也是保证的原因。
To simply put,
简单的说
I can always be joyful.
我可以常常喜乐
because salvation in Jesus Christ is truly and wholly and forever mine.
因为在基督里的救恩是真正的，是永远的，也是完全属于我的。
If you go and repeat that each and every day.
就你每天重复这一句
It will put a smile on your face.
看你这会不会让你在脸上露出笑容
And as Christians, we have a joy that we can never lose, a joy that is always present in all circumstances.
作为基督徒，我们有一种永远不会失去的喜乐
But that doesn't mean we should ignore or suppress the sorrows we may feel.
但这不并不代表我们应该忽视我们的哀伤。
No, we are to be truly sorrowful when we face with the sins that still cling on to us.
当我们面对我们的罪时，我们应该还是要有真正的忧愁。
When we face the weaknesses and failing flesh that we still have.
当我们面对我们软弱的肉体时。
Right, the persecution we may face in the name of Jesus.
或我们面对奉耶稣的名受的迫害时。
We ought to be saddened by the hopelessness of those without Jesus.
我们应该为那些还没得到耶稣的人感到悲伤。
And the evil and corruption that fester in this world.
和在这世界上逐渐扩散的邪恶和腐败。
And the senseless suffering and pain outside of Jesus.
以及看基督之外看似无意的苦难和痛苦。
And yet, no sorrow, no sadness, no threats of persecution.
然而没有任何悲伤、忧愁、迫害的威胁。
No anguish over our failing flesh.
其实我们对失败肉体的挫折
can overtake the joy of Christian
能够超过基督徒所拥有的喜乐
Yes. For the joy of salvation in Christ will always triumph.
因为基督里得救的喜乐将永远得胜
This means in our sorrow for our sins, the joy of salvation helps us to keep trying to overcome that sin.
这意味着当我们为罪孽而忧愁时救恩的喜乐帮助我们继续为圣洁而战
In our sadness over hopelessness of those without Jesus, the joy of salvation moves us to offer that hope about Jesus to the hopeless.
而在我们为那些没有耶稣的人的绝望感到悲伤时，救恩的喜乐 让我们带耶稣基督的希望献给他们。
And this is what Paul means when in 2 Corinthians 6:10, he is sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing yet possessing everything.
这是保罗在哥林多后书所说的，他似乎忧愁，却常有喜乐，似乎贫穷，却使许多人富足，似乎一无所有，却样样都有。
We can experience sorrow and joy at the same time.
我们可以同时经历悲伤和喜乐。
But the Christian joy,
但基督徒的喜乐
the joy of salvation in Jesus Christ will always win out.
在耶稣基督里得救的喜乐总是会胜出。
It will always last and it will always be present.
永远持久，永远存在。
Do you have such a joy this morning?
你今天早上有如此的喜乐吗？
Now, if you're like me,
如果你像我一样。
Chances are you don't always feel this joy in you.
很有可能你不是常常感受到这个喜乐。
That joy that God commands you to feel as a Christian, you don't feel it all the time, even though you know you should.
这上帝吩咐你作为一个基督徒所要感受到的喜乐，你可能不是常常拥有。
So, why don't we do that? Why don't we feel it all the time?
所以为什么不是一直感受得到呢？
We know we cannot lose our salvation.
我们知道我们是不会失去救恩的。
That our salvation is assured.
我们救恩是有保证的。
But why don't we take joy in it?
但是我们为什么不从其中感受到喜乐呢？
Well, I'll tell you three reasons why you don't feel the joy of salvation, and with each of them, how is joy restored?
那现在让我告诉你为什么没有感受到救恩的喜乐的三个原因，而每个原因中该如何恢复我们的喜乐。
First reason why we don't feel joy of salvation is because of unconfessed sins.
第一，我们没有感受到救恩喜乐的原因是因为有未承认的罪。
When King David committed adultery with Bathsheba,
当大卫王与拔示巴通奸时
and caused her husband to be killed,
并导致他的丈夫被杀的时候
David hid in his sins for a year.
大卫在他的罪中躲藏了一年
And this is what he writes about the experience of unconfessed sins in Psalm 32:3-4.
这是他写的有关于未承认的罪的经历，在诗篇三十二章。
When I kept silence, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer.
大王写到我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日生烟而骨头康枯。黑夜白日，你的手压在我身上沉重，我的精力耗尽，如同夏天的干草。
The consequences of unconfessed sin for a Christian is the feeling of heavy burden and sapping of joy.
对一个基督徒来说，未承认的罪的后果是一个沉重的负担和喜乐的消磨。
Some of you this morning may be feeling exactly like that.
今早上可能你们中有些人有这样的感觉。
And what we are called to do is to go to God and confess our sins.
我们被呼召的就是要去找神，承认我们的罪。
After 1 year of brewing in his sin, Prophet Nathan went and confronted David.
当大卫在最终躲避了一年后，先知拿单来到了大卫面前与他对视。
And David broke down and finally confessed his sins in all of his brokenness as he longed for his joy to be restored.
那时大卫崩溃了，在他的破碎中承认他所有的罪，并渴望他的喜乐被恢复。
So he writes in Psalm 51:12, Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me.
所以他在诗篇五十一章十二节写道，求你使我重得救恩之乐，以乐意的灵来扶持我。
David is not asking for salvation to be restored, but the joy of salvation to be restored.
大卫并不是在求神恢复救恩，而是求他恢复救恩的喜乐。
You see, as children, as God's children, we can never be cast out.
我们看到成为神的儿女，我们是永远不会被赶出去的。
But our fellowship with God can be strained.
但是我们与上帝的团契可能会受损。
Right, imagine a child stole $1,000 from their parents.
想象一下，如果一个孩子从父母那边偷了$1,000
，and his parents know it.
啊，父母发现了。
Right, do you think their everyday interaction, their closeness, wouldn't be impacted, as long as the child doesn't confess?
因为如果孩子不承认的话，并道歉的话，他们日常互动、他们的关系不会受到影响吗？
And own, yeah, if he doesn't own up and say he's sorry.Many of us see confession as something burdensome and we don't want to do.
我们可能有些人觉得忏悔是一种负担。
But as Christians, we should be glad that we can confess, we can come to the cross and confess our sins.
但作为基督徒，我们应该很高兴，我们可以来到十字架面前承认我们的罪。
Because it is at the cross where we are reminded of Christ's tender heart.
因为十字架提醒了我们基督温柔的心。
That we are drawn closer to God in God's enduring forgiveness.
我们能更加接近上帝持久的宽恕。
And we remember that we are precious children of God that can never be cast out.
必记得我们是神的宝贵儿女，是永远不会被抛弃的。
This love that flows from the cross not only restores our joy of salvation, but it also changes us.
这从十字架流出的爱不仅恢复了我们救恩的喜乐，并改变了我们。
The second reason why we don't feel the joy of salvation is because we forget about it.
我们没有感受到救恩喜乐的第二个原因是我们忘记了它。
We forget that we have this wonderful salvation poured, procured for us by the cross.
我们忘记在耶稣基督十字架中所赢得的奇妙救恩。
And at its foot, we have received so many spiritual blessings.
在十字架的脚下，我们得到了如此多的属灵祝福。
Eternal life, heavenly inheritance, the power of the Holy Spirit, and life everlasting and transforming life.
永生，天上的产业，圣灵的能力，一个改变的生命。
And just like my daughter Lillian would go under the Christmas tree and check on these gifts every morning in the Christmas season,
就像我女儿 Lillian 每天圣诞季节每天早上都去查看她的圣诞礼物一样，
we ought to go to the Word of God and check on the spiritual blessings that we have already because of our salvation in Christ.
我们也该来到神的话语面前查看我们在基督的救恩中所拥有的属灵祝福。
Marvel at them, delight in them, shout praises, and even dance because of the abundant spiritual blessings we have under the cross.
应该惊叹于这些祝福，喜悦，大声赞美，甚至跳舞，因为我们已经在十字架上拥有多么丰富的属灵祝福。
So as Christians, every day we should go to the Bible to remind ourselves of the gospel.
所以作为基督徒，我们应该每天在圣经中提醒自己福音的内容。
To learn more about the gifts of salvation we possess and to encounter the person of Jesus.
更加的了解我们所拥有的救恩礼物和来遇见耶稣。
Brothers and sisters, you have a Savior whose joy rises and falls with your joy.
弟兄姐妹，你有一个救主，他的喜乐随着你的喜乐一起起伏。
Go and meet with him in the Word of God.
所以在圣经中与他相遇。
The third and last reason why we don't feel the joy of salvation is we forget to ask for it.
第三个也是最后一个原因，为什么没有感受到救恩喜乐，就是因为我们忘记祈求它。
Joy is an emotion.
喜乐是一种感情。
An emotion that are not produced, emotions are not produced by like a line of reasoning.
而情感并不是由推理而产生的。
Instead, they are evoked by some kind of cause or circuit or a source.
他们是由某种原因来引起的。
Same thing, with the Christian joy, we can invoke it by being reminded of it.
基督徒的喜乐也是相同的，我们可以通过提醒
by learning more about it,
更多的了解它，
and even by singing about it in worship,
甚至在敬拜歌唱中来唤起它。
But in the end, this joy that we try to invoke are ultimately produced by the Holy Spirit.
但最终我们试图唤起的这些喜乐只能由圣灵产生。
We can't produce it by ourselves.
我们不能自己制造它。
Especially when our emotional life are so fallen as well.
尤其是当我们的情感生活也堕落时。
That's why joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这也是为什么喜乐是圣灵的果子。
It is by the indwelling spirit.
这是通过我们内住的圣灵。
We experience the Christian joy.
我们才能体验到基督徒的喜乐。
And it is not like the Holy Spirit is stingy about producing this joy in us.
我们知道圣灵并不是吝啬的。
He knows that it is the command of God.
圣灵知道这是上帝的吩咐。
To rejoice always.
要常常喜乐。
But the reason it is not produced in us all the time is because we grieve the Holy Spirit and we try to produce joy with our own strength.
但有时它没有在我们里面产生喜乐的原因是我们让圣灵担忧，我们用自己的力量要自己的意志来产生这个喜乐。
I mean, how many of you guys have experienced joy on a day when you feel like you did it right?
有多少人在一天中觉得自己做对了所有的事情的时候感受到喜乐？
You finished all your tasks, you did the right things for yourself and for others, you even helped a lot of people, and you warded off temptations you've been battling with, and you went to bed joyful and happy and satisfied.
一
But the very next day, no, during that day, you didn't keep up with your work. You were mean to others, and you fallen into temptations, and you went to bed, all sad and depressed.
但第二天你没有跟上你的工作, 对别人很刻薄, 屈服于诱惑, 那时你就闷郁的上床睡觉。
That, my friends, is the attempt to produce joy by your own work.
我的朋友们, 这就是试图用我们的力量,
And it is idolatry. The Christian joy is produced by the Spirit in us as each day we surrender to Jesus Christ with a broken and contrite heart. Asking God ceaselessly in our prayers to grant us the joy of salvation that He has commanded us to have.
并在我们的祷告中持续地祈求上帝赐给我们救恩的喜乐。
Right, if you are a Christian,
那今天如果你是基督徒,
you have the right to be truly happy at any given moment.
你有权在任何时刻快乐。
You have the right to not allow despair and sorrow to overcome you.
你有权不让任何绝望和忧伤战胜你。
You have the right to experience and live out joy everlasting, all surpassing right now.
你有权体验和活出永恒超越一切的喜乐，现在就体验它。
All because salvation in Jesus Christ is yours.
因为基督中的得救是你的。
So confess your sins.
就承认你的罪。
Go to the Word to dwell with Christ.
在神的话语中与基督同住。
And ask God to restore to you the joy of salvation.
并祈求上帝恢复你救恩的喜乐。
Let's pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Lord, we first and foremost confess to you
主啊, 我们向你承认我们的罪,
that in our failing emotions,
在我们堕落的灵感生活中,
as your people, we have forgotten to rejoice.
成为你的子民, 我们已忘记了这救恩的喜乐,
when such great gifts that has been given to you, us, we're sorry.
你给了我们多么美好的属灵礼物, 让我们为此献上道歉。
We're sorry that we don't orient our life and draw our life from it and for it. So today, this morning, I ask, and we ask, that you may restore the joy of your salvation, that we may remember your goodness, that we may trust in the transforming power of your Holy Spirit. And we may once again be drawn to the person of Jesus Christ. To dwell with Him. In your words. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.